Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 10th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, we are halfway through the week.
We are indeed. Apparently to celebrate being halfway through the week, Apple dropped a press release on us this morning about something they've been working on for quite a while. And you wrote that up over on the website.
I did. So I actually wrote up two stories. So back in June of this year, we wrote that Apple had acquired this device management company called Fleetsmith.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in my article, I even said, well, it's possible that Apple will end up creating its own software for mobile device management. And it turns out they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's highly likely that Apple's announcement is directly related to Fleetsmith. So what they announced today is something called Apple Business Essentials. So this is a subscription plan kind of aimed more towards small businesses. And it covers device management. You get 24/7 Apple support and iCloud storage plans all in one. So Apple says it's available as a free beta starting today, and it'll be fully available in the spring of 2022.
Mm-hmm. And some of this sounds really interesting. To look at it, it looks very Fleetsmith-y for people who maybe did use Fleetsmith. It was something that, so as Andrew mentioned, mobile device management or MDM, which you hear about a lot. There's a few different software options out there for you, and it's to sort of track all the devices internally, like for your IT department, how many computers, how many phones, how many iPads, you know, all the kind of stuff that you that you're managing and making sure that software is updated on all of them, or if they're old enough that they are on the schedule to get replaced and that sort of thing, just sort of managing everything and making sure that you've got a handle on all of the hardware that you're trying to support. So it makes it very easy to do things like, okay, I've thoroughly tested all of our tools on the new version of the operating system. So now I can release it and you go say, okay, now it's okay for everyone to upgrade to Monterey or to iOS 15 or iPadOS 15 or whatever it is. You can sort of make those determinations and make sure that you're not pushing something out to your to all of your users that's going to end up breaking a bunch of stuff, because you don't want that to happen either. So most of them.
And I think.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask. So I think on the employee side, this probably makes it a lot easier, right? It
yeah.
sounds like MDM software just lets the IT group push everything out, so the employees don't have to worry about which apps do I download, for example.
Yeah. And if you have an IT department that has set this up, then if you work at a large enough company, you can even have different setups for different machines. So the marketing people get these particular pieces of software, and the finance people get those particular software installers, and you know, other like different people can get different, you know, based on where they're going to be working and what kind of tools they need. You can set things up that way as well. One of the other things that it looks like Apple's doing with theirs that's interesting is you have the option for you pay per user. But then there are tiers of pricing based on how many devices that person's going to use. So when pricing rolls out, it's $299 for a single device for a month that comes with 50 gigabytes of storage. It's $699 for a user for up to three devices per user with 200 gigabytes of storage. And then if you need more than three and 2 terabytes of storage, you can get that tier of plan, which is $12.99 per user per month. So what's interesting about it is that they're sort of doing it by devices per user. So if everybody yeah. has three devices, you're not being charged for 300 devices. You're being charged for 100 users who each have three devices, which is a little different pricing. So I'm interested to get my hands on this and see where it goes. I do spend a fair amount of time using different MDM platforms as part of my job. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this stacks up to other things that already exist and the stuff that's out there. But also what's really nice about it is a couple of things that you mentioned into support and repairs. And so like if somebody needs help, they can go right to Apple and say, you know, this is the thing, like my iCloud email isn't working or whatever it is. And you can also get something like, you can also get the repairs. So like the screen cracked on my phone and now that person doesn't have to go to IT and have IT go to Apple and take care of everything and then go back to the person and go, okay, here's what you need to do with your phone and like be the middleman in that whole transaction. You can make all of that a lot easier. And it looks like there's going to be sort of a priority support for folks who are using the MDM. Like if you are an admin of the MDM, or if you're one of the people who has your gear tracked in this, then it looks like end users as well as the administrators will have access to sort of a priority support line and be able to look at things that way. For people who maybe have used other Apple Business services in the past, this definitely looks a lot like having an Apple Business Manager account where there you can have a number of different users. They have different levels of access to things. And this is based on the screenshots that I've seen on the website. And so then you can set up the apps that everyone gets and the settings. So suppose you have people in a few different locations, you can set up so a Wi-Fi profile gets pushed that has all the right passwords in it. So whichever location they're in, it will automatically connect to the right Wi-Fi network there. Or email settings, you know, then that way nobody has to set up their email address. You know, they open their computer and all of the email settings are right there. So they just click send, receive, and, you know, start getting email and they're ready to go. So the onboard and offboard of having a mobile device management system is also really handy. It makes it a lot easier when you have machines you have to cycle through, like someone leaves and you want to give that laptop to the next employee or something.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. It gives you an easy way to sort of manage all of the hardware too. So makes it a lot easier.
And something I wanted to highlight, this isn't Security Friday, but there is some important security settings that go along with this.
Yes.
So Apple says IT managers can enforce critical security settings such as 5-Vault for encryption on the Mac and activation lock to protect devices that may be lost or stolen. And so this is the interesting part, too. If an employee does bring a personal device to work, this software can create what they call cryptographic separation for work data. Mm-hmm. And this says they ensure employee data can remain private while company data can remain secure.
Yeah. And this also comes with Find My was another thing that I was sort of looking at, because like lost mode and remote lock and all the kind of stuff you get from the end user piece of Find My is a thing that is going to be very interesting. I do want to talk a little bit more about security on this because I think there's some interesting stuff there. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors this week. And our first sponsor is SimpliSafe. Now, if you've ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there's no better time to do that than right now. This week, our friends at SimpliSafe are giving TDO listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. SimpliSafe has everything you need to keep your home safe and secure. You get indoor and outdoor cameras, however many of each that you need, comprehensive sensors for all your doors, all your windows, and all of it is monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. It just takes a few minutes to sit down at the website and you can customize the system to protect your home and family. It's very easy. I've done it and you've got a lot of options for all the things that you can put together. It's not one of those where you have to buy the kit for, you know, that has way more things in it than you actually need. You only have to purchase the stuff that you want. So take advantage of SimpliSafe's holiday sale and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplisafe.com/TDO. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO for 40% off your entire system. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Now, our second sponsor today is Hunter Douglas. And Hunter Douglas can help you live in comfort and style with innovative window shade designs and control systems that can be scheduled to automatically move to optimal positions for every portion of the day. Hunter Douglas shades can diffuse bright sunlight, allow you to enjoy the view outside the window while protecting your privacy inside, and even help keep the temperature inside warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer, which can lower your utility bills. Add that to Hunter Douglas PowerView technology, and your shades can do all of this for you throughout the day. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas and enjoy greater convenience, style, and increased comfort in your home all day long. To do this, visit HunterDouglas.com/TDO today to take advantage of the Season of Style rebate savings event. That's HunterDouglas.com/TDO for limited time savings. When I say limited, offer expires December 6th, 2021. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. Now, the security piece of this that I sort of wanted to talk about is that one of the things that I liked about this was the things that they said they would be enforcing on this. So you can set so that File Vault is on by default, and so that activation lock is something that is already taken care of for that particular machine. And part of the reason that's nice is because particularly if it's a work computer, you want to be able to obliterate everything on it if you need to. And activation lock makes it so that that machine doesn't, you know, pop up somewhere else later. Because somebody put it on, you know, listed it for sale somewhere. And, you know, now your machine with all this confidential data, you know, is now in some other random person's hands. So,
yeah.
File Vault and Activation Lock are good. Good for those things. Yeah. Ask away.
So that probably means that the business, you know, if like you mentioned, there is probably sensitive work data on the phone, but then the employee loses it.
Yep.
It sounds like they could probably just remotely nuke it, right?
Yes. Remote wipe is a feature of most MDMs, which is very handy. It works sort of the way the Find My One does. You can set a policy, and then it works on, generally in a device management system, it works on a laptop or a phone or a tablet. And you can set it up so that if somebody enters the wrong password three times, you know, if you want to make sure you're super duper secure, even from somebody that maybe is, you know, having a rough time typing today, you can set it to like 10 times, you know, whatever. And you can set those policies so that then like it comes up and says, okay, guess what? You've one chance left, and then I'm obliterating the drive and powering down until help arrives, you know, or whatever. So you can set that up in most MDMs. It's a little easier, obviously, in an iPhone, because the location data is much more readily available on an iPhone for a bunch of reasons. But also, one of the nice things about this is that every employee gets a dedicated work iCloud account, so like a special managed Apple ID, I imagine. And then for iPhone and iPad, it said that the backups are automatic. So if something were to happen to that phone and you do have to log in and wipe it, you can wipe it. But then when you give that employee a new phone, they can restore from the backup that they had of their phone from, you know, just before it got lost, presumably. And so you can sort of pick up where you left off, which is part of the reason that backups are great. And that's another reason we talk about them a lot on Security Friday anyway.
Yeah.
Is because having to pick up and start over again, you know, like how far back do you really need to go? And so it's really nice to have that option. And then also, like, one of the greatest things about device management is if you really are using it effectively and you've got all your devices in one place, it makes it very easy to see, right? So if, you know, as like this summer when we knew Monterey was coming, it was really nice to be able to look at all the machines and go, okay, all the people that are on Mojave are people I need to talk to about getting their operating system upgraded because Monterey is coming and these people are going to be way too far behind by the time it gets here. So, you know, let's see about getting all the people that I can see right here at my fingertips. I have all the data. How many people are still using 8 gigabyte machines? How many people are on computers that are more than 4 years old? Like most every device management system gives you a way to slice and dice that data easily. And so you can see who's on Mojave, who's on High Sierra, you know, if you really need to go have a conversation with someone about an upgrade, or you know, remote wipe and things like that. Finding out, you know, depending also on the device management that you're using, it may tell you how full the hard drive is. So you can tell, like, this person is maxing out their hard drive all the time. Like, do they need different tools? Do they need a new machine? Do we just need to get them to, like, stop downloading Apple TV shows to the computer all the time? Like, you know, there's stuff you can do. One of the other things that device management can be good for is deployment. So, like, if everyone is remote, you can use, at least currently with other MDMs, one of the things that's very handy about them is that once you buy the machine from Apple, if you do it through an Apple business account, it shows up automatically. You have to hook it to the MDM that you're using, but then the serial number shows up as soon as the machine is ready to go. So, like, you know, if we were all like full-time employees of the Mac Observer and Dave says, okay, well, it's time for Andrew to get a new computer, then Dave from the East Coast can order it from Apple. Apple will send it to you in Michigan. And when you open it up, it'll have like a Mac Observer logo and it'll be like, here's all the software that you need for your gig. Here's what you're doing. You know, here's your initial password, and then you change that to whatever it is that you want it to be, and now you're ready to go, and you never had to have a conversation with Dave. The machine didn't have to go to Dave to get a bunch of stuff installed and then pack it all back up and send it out to you. It can all happen in what's called a zero-touch workflow, where that brand new machine fresh out of the box is ready to go with your stuff on it, because it's set up in device management already. And it works for phones also. And it's really handy when you can do something like that, so that you yourself, if you are the IT person, don't have to lay hands on those machines. And part of what I'm going to be interested in seeing with this business essential stuff, because I will be digging into it, is how much of the heavy lifting of what a device management platform is supposed to do for you, Apple is managing to take care of for people, because it's business essentials. This is for, like, if you are not a business that has dedicated people just to, you know, mobile devices or making sure that the fleet's ready to go or anything like that. So if you need that level of IT, but you don't have a dedicated person for that yet, like, there's a lot of room in there, you know, for, like, we have like somebody who mostly does IT, but their actual job is something else, but they're the person here that knows the most about computers, so we just ask them everything. Like, in a lot of like very small businesses, that's kind of how it works. And so being able to free up some of that person's time, you know, especially if you know, because the point when you need to hire somebody dedicated to managing devices and hardware and stuff, like, before you get there, there's a whole bunch of pain. In like, I have somebody whose job is not actually this, but they're going to get stuck doing it until we can afford that person, you know, or whatever. And so hopefully this business essentials bit will help fill in the gap of some of that by taking some of the support load off of that person and making it a lot easier for everyone to track those devices and just sort of get, you know, a much better idea of the lay of the land, you know, as you look at like, well, Apple has new laptops out. Does anybody here need a new laptop? You know, and be able to see right in front of you, like, here's the 100 machines that I'm currently managing, and here's all of them at a glance. I can tell we need 5 new machines, we need 20, whatever. So
something else I just thought of too, what about the opposite of deployment? Like, if your boss doesn't want you using Facebook at work, could MDM block downloads of that or other apps?
Yes, if there was a Facebook app, like for the Mac, you could block that. You can also, you can do everything from the MDM installs the applications that you get, and absolutely no app comes from anywhere else. From there up to like What the MDM gives you is but a sampling of all you could install, you know, and if you want to put other stuff on it, you can. Some, you know, it depends on the level of security, you know, depending what it is. And it may be like you can install whatever you want except Facebook, you know, or something, depending on, you know, what the profiles are and stuff like that. So I know there's a lot of places where, you know, they block Candy Crush or they block TikTok or something like that to make sure that devices... The work devices that are 100% managed aren't where those things are getting installed. So some of that is also helpful, I think. So yeah, you can set things up to be as restricted or as unrestricted as you like. And it, you know, it's going to depend on a bunch of things like, you know, the kind of work you do and what data is on the devices and all the kind of stuff that we talk about on Security Friday. So there's a lot to it. I'm really hopeful that this is going to be something that works for a lot of people. And if you are a person in a position to use something like this, by all means, sign up. It's free now for small businesses in the U.S. with up to 500 employees. And it's not going to be officially released until next spring. So dig in, see what you think, and absolutely let me know about it if you get a chance. So we definitely want to find out more. And like I said, I'll be digging into it. And if anything interesting comes out of that, then I will let you know. So, Andrew, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And it's always pleasant to have you when we're not here freaking people out. So, you know, that's a plus. So don't worry, I'll have Andrew back on Friday and we'll get back to our haunting your dreams ways then. But until then, I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.